Lenten Journey Day 22. Stewardship Training. This is the week of the steward. We learned yesterday from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16, the story of the steward, and understand that Jesus uses this metaphor to point to our responsibility in the world. We are basically called to be stewards, managers of the talent, of the life that God has given us, of the world that He's asked us to share with our brothers and sisters. And by using this metaphor, Jesus makes it very clear that there is accountability for our lives. That one day, like a manager or like a steward, we will be asked to produce a record, an accounting of our stewardship. What did we do with what God has given us? Did He give us talents? Did He give us an ability? Did He give us a smile? Did He give us a heartbeat and a breath? What did we do with that? What did we do with our lives? Imagine giving a gift to a friend or a loved one. Wouldn't you like to know that your friend enjoyed that gift? At some point, wouldn't you ask the loved one, "What did you do with that gift that I gave you? Did you enjoy it?" And certainly how hurt we would be if that person had taken that gift and stored it in a closet. Or worse yet, just trashed it, gave it away, and never once paid attention to it. Likewise, God wants to know that that gift that He has given us, that most valuable commodity, the breath that we breathe, the heart that beats, the smile that comes out of our hearts, is being used wisely and benefiting others. That is, spreading the love of God to others. That's the demand of stewardship. We are stewards of our lives. We are responsible for the talents that are given to us. And we now have to share them, use them, and give an accounting. How, where, what did we do with all that God has given us? Among the seven deadly sins is a sin called sloth, perhaps the one most misunderstood, because it points to inactivity, whereas the other sins involve us to be active, that is, to engage in the sin. This one is a sin by just being lazy, by not doing something. Now think of it for a moment. Why would that be a sin, not to do it? Well, because God has given you a gift. You do not have a right to store it in a closet. You do not have a right to take God's gift and trash it. It is holy. It is sacred. That is what your life is. Every blessing, every moment you have in your life is a sacred gift from God. During this Lenten season, we are taking an inventory of the different things in life. We see that we can bring life down to the bare minimum. What is essential to live? What is essential to survive? And in so doing, we understand that that little, that very essential element in life is really the blessing that God gives us. Interestingly enough, as we go through this Lenten journey, our perspective changes. A few weeks ago, when we read that passage, Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that is spoken by God." We thought of it as the bare essentials. We thought of it as the bare minimum. But today that's changed, because the challenge on this 22nd day of Lent is to really look at those same words. By every word that comes out of the mouth of God, as being the blessing, as being the fullness of God, speaking to our hearts, to the ears that are listening from within, and now acting. That we're saying that if God is speaking to us, if God is directing our ways, can we go wrong? Can we possibly be steered in the wrong direction? Can we possibly think that our actions as stewards, as managers of that God-given life, can be anything but a productive one. One that is filled with beauty, with ambiance, with love, with all of the dynamics necessary to make this life, the life we live today, an abundant one. I came so that you would have life, says the Lord, but have it abundantly. A life with Christ, a life in love, is a life of abundance, having everything that you need. Today we are called to be stewards, that is, managers of the most precious gift that God has given us. Not something that's inside of our wallets, not something that sits in a bank account, but something that resides in the center of our being. That heart, that breath, that smile, that love that comes out of us. You are the steward. There's no tag on your shirt that says manager, because God has placed upon you the greatest tag of all. He's named you as his child. Take advantage today. Is there anything that speaks to your heart today more than the dreams that you have, the accessibility to a life that is rich and full? It's yours. It's yours because God has placed you in charge of that life. You don't have a right to place it in a closet. You don't have a right to trash it. All you can do with it is enjoy it. Let it flower. Let it be fruitful. Let it bring glory to God. We will continue on this theme of stewardship throughout this week. For today, let us conclude with the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali. Jesus, wisdom of the Father, grant me wisdom that I may speak, think, and do that which is good in your sight. Save me from evil thoughts, words, and deeds. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find podcasts, broadcasts, as well as a host of different resources for your Lenten and spiritual journey throughout life. Also, we very much appreciate you taking these podcasts and sharing them, passing them along to friends, families, or anyone interested in spiritual growth. We're at epostle.net, that's Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.